Pakistan has restored flight operations over Lahore and Karachi after a 48-hour suspension of airspace due to operational restrictions, according to a new notice to airmen, issued by the Pakistan Civil Aviation Authority. The airspace closure followed heightened security alerts issued after Indian airstrikes on Pakistani territory. As a precautionary measure, flight operations were halted, and airspace was temporarily closed to commercial traffic. A CAA spokesperson confirmed that the affected air corridors are now fully open, and normal operations can resume. However, passengers are advised to stay in contact with their respective airlines, as scheduling and routing decisions remain at the discretion of carriers. Security at major airports, including Islamabad International, had been elevated to red alert status in the immediate aftermath of the strikes. Airlines are expected to gradually restore services as the situation stabilizes. Earlier today, Pakistan imposed a high security alert and suspended flight operations at several key airports early Wednesday morning following Indian airstrikes in Pakistan, Express News reported. According to official sources, Islamabad International Airport was placed under red alert status, and its airspace was closed to all commercial air traffic. The abrupt move disrupted flight operations, with three incoming flights rerouted to alternative airports. Flights affected included a Qatar Airways service from Doha, a Saudi Arabian Airlines flight, and one operated by a private carrier. These aircraft were diverted to airports in Peshawar and other nearby cities as a precautionary measure. Sources suggest that the emergency measures were initiated over fears of a possible hostile action by India. In Rawalpindi, witnesses reported continuous patrolling by Pakistan Air Force jets and loud sounds echoing in the skies. Airports in Karachi, Lahore, Multan, Faisalabad, Skardu, and Peshawar were also placed on high alert, with emergency protocols activated across the country's aviation infrastructure.